Live from the Red Ivy Sports Bar in Chicago, site of the 2015 NFL Draft, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Red Ivy in Chicago, the home of the 2015 NFL Draft. The Browns making a lot of headlines. Eric Edholm, of course, of Yahoo Sports, saying he thinks 38% chance they trade for Bradford. And he says it's more likely they trade for Bradford than they stay at 12-19 and take two players, thinking that he will move up or move down. He does think, though, they will get two players. And he said Melvin Gordon, big link to the Browns.
You know what? I wrote it down, Danny Shelton, Melvin Gordon, and it's growing legs as we get closer to this NFL draft.
I am a Melvin Gordon fan. I don't want a running back
I
at
know.
19.
Breaks your Nathan Zagura rule.
It breaks one of my rules. But I do like Melvin Gordon quite a bit.
You have to absolutely love him. And, again, all it really says is some of the best in the business just don't know what the Browns are going to do because there are so many scenarios at play. And most recently, what was the bit of news on Lyle Collins to share with us?
So Lyle Collins was another name. A lot of people liked that at LSU. Jay Glazer reporting that the agent for Lyle Collins is trying to pull him from the draft, allowing him time to clear his name, then enter the supplemental draft. Of course, he's involved in a murder investigation. Most teams are asking for a full police report, clearing him before they are willing to draft him. Collins is slated to meet with police now. It's the NFL's call if he will get pulled out of this draft and be eligible for the supplemental draft. That is an ongoing story that will probably still be ongoing as we get closer to the draft.
And that affects draft boards, but in most cases, it's the equivalent to what, like a Shane Ray or a DUI this close. You just literally, if you're a club that, you know, analyzes a prospect on both their play on the field and who they are off the field, and if they would have had a DUI or a positive test or something like this close before the draft, you'd blackball him and you'd remove his name and you bump everybody up the board. And I think if Lyle Collins is in fact removed from this draft, that's what's going to be done with him on the many boards across the NFL.
And Adam Schefter saying he has no doubt at all that Shane Ray will go in the first round.
Okay.
So there
he knows something we don't.
A little bit of an update on that. All right, we're going to play a little special draft day edition of the Friday forecast. Right now we'll bring in our great producer, Mr. Jason Gibbs.
Number one.
Happy draft day, guys.
Happy draft day
to you, Gibbs. How's everything back in Cleveland?
It is crazy. We're running around like chickens with our head cut off. I'm hoping the spread in Berea is good tonight since we're going to be there for about 12 hours.
Yep.
Nice.
Question number one. Will the Browns actually make their selections at 12 and 19 tonight?
No. They will not select 12 and 19 tonight. That doesn't necessarily mean they will pick only once, being in a trade of some sort with Sam Bradford. I think, you know, having, you know, heard that call from Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports, I think another team's going to fall in love with a player, and the Browns, having two picks, is going to be willing to move back and still target the top player on their draft board with at least one of the picks, whether it's at 12 or 19.
I don't think the Browns will pick at 12 and 19. I would like them to, but again, if they're able to move down and still get the guy that they targeted and pick up maybe another second or an early
third. A second would be great. A huge
four
win.
Swings. Yeah, if you could have four guys in the first two rounds this year coming to the Browns, that would be great. Or another thing you can think about, let's say you move back and you pick up something, say you call it a third, you move back a few picks. What if you swing that third to Chicago for Martellus Bennett?
Wouldn't hate that.
I wouldn't hate that.
We got
at
no
all.
Questions that on at tight end anymore, do we?
No, we would not.
Number two.
Question number two, guys. Who will have the better pro career, Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota?
I'm going to go with Jameis Winston. I think that he will clean it up off the field. I think he will become a team first guy down there in Tampa, being brought along by Lovie Smith, who runs an extremely tight ship, and it's going to be his way or the highway, and I think he will conform and play to the level of the number one overall pick.
Yeah, I think it's Jameis Winston, more pro-ready. He's got a lot of skills reminiscent of Ben Roethlisberger. Big, strong, delivers the football from the pocket. He's apparently a football savant. I was listening to the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah talking about when Jameis Winston has blown teams away with how smart he is, how big and how high his football IQ
is.
That's
what I used to do.
I'm going to go. I know it is. You blow me away every single day. I believe that Jameis Winston will be the better pro.
Number three.
Question number three today, guys. Which team will shock the draft tonight? There's always one every year.
I mean, I'm going to go with the probably most likely this close to the draft being the Philadelphia Eagles. And ironically, continuing to watch draft coverage on NFL Network, Charlie Casserly, former general manager, guest of our show on multiple occasions, said that he will not speak to Chip Kelly again, ever, if he actually moves up and takes Marcus Mariota, simply because he stood at the podium in front of the press, in front of all the Eagles fans across the nation, and declared that he would not leverage the future for one guy, and it may potentially be exactly what he does tonight.
He would say, I didn't leverage the future. He would just say, I'm giving you the future.
Well, he doesn't have a conversation with Charlie Casserly anytime soon.
That's right. Charlie Casserly will be done with him. You're dead to me. So, Philadelphia is obviously the likely one because you never know what Chip Kelly's going to do. I'm going to go New Orleans, and I think they take a lot of rumors swirling. They're going to take Bryce Petty at the end of the first round, which would, I think, surprise a lot of people. But it makes sense because I think if teams want to take a quarterback, you take him at the end of the first round. The salary is low, plus you have that fifth-year option on him, and they do need to get somebody to be the heir apparent, of course, to Drew Brees.
Number four.
Final question today, guys. Four players with off-field issues that we'll talk about. Beckham, Winston, Ray, Gregory. Of those four, which one will have the best career?
I'm going to go with Nathan Zagura's guy, Dorial Green-Beckham.
You brown noser.
I know. Well, it has nothing to do. And I even said this to Nathan, you know, coming out of the restroom when I have a lot of epiphanies, is I think Dorial Green-Beckham is going to be drafted by the New Orleans Saints at 31, down there with Sean Payton, and he's going to rejuvenate Drew Brees and extend his career another 5 years. And or the New England Patriots have been known to take a risk on a guy, and Bill Belichick's going to look him right in his face and say, one mess up, and you're out of here.
And you're done.
And so he will conform again to that system, which is involved in winning and success, and he, too, will extend the greatest of all time in reference to the kid, Tommy Terrific, down in New England.
I think the best pro is going to be Winston. Because he's a quarterback, he's going to have the most impactful career. Second best, I think, is going to be Dorial Green-Beckham. I think he's going to have the opportunity to be a longtime Pro Bowler, All-Pro. All right, when we come back, final thoughts. You and I will call our shots at 12-19 or say what we think is going to happen for the Cleveland Browns. We can say what we want to happen, too, but we're going to lay that all out for you. Your last time to call up, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, live from the Red Ivy Chicago home of the 2015 NFL Draft, which is just about 5 hours away. What will the Browns do? Only Ray Farmer knows the answer, and I'm not even sure he knows at this point because those phones are going to be burning up in Maria.